The Audubon Wheelers come into the season after an 8-14 year last year. Joining us right now as we wrap up our preview of the boys' basketball season with Audubon head coach Coleman Molinix. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the coverage.
Coach, a nice year last year. Really, you kind of grew, I thought, as the season came on. As everybody has kind of talked about a little bit, we've had a crazy offseason. How much work were you guys able to get in, and how much do you think that'll help you this season?
Yeah, we were not able to get in a ton. I believe July is when restrictions were lifted, and we had 3-4 weeks where we got to play a little bit of basketball, which was great. At that point, you know, we have specific stuff we're working on, but I think that was more just kind of being thankful we got to play and enjoying that time just as a team and being able to find some sense of normalcy at that point in time. In terms of, you know, actually moving forward to this basketball season, it was less work than we have in past summers, obviously. Definitely a different year, like you said, so we're just excited to hopefully get an opportunity to compete and see how things go.
How much does that concern you about not getting the type of off season that you normally have and like to have?
Good question. I would say it really doesn't concern me because the world is in such a different place right now, obviously, that the last thing I care about is a perfect off season. Having a perfect off season moving into this season, I'm just thankful that we've been able to have 2 practices so far. And I'm thankful that as of right now, we get to have a 3rd practice. So I'm not too concerned with the kind of minimal work that we got in the off season. Just thankful to be playing at this point.
Coach, what are the things you're going to focus on then here in practice leading into the games here in a couple weeks?
So we talk about defense, effort, and team are the 3 biggest things for us. We talk about them every day. And defensively, we spend a ton of time on that, especially early. Our first probably 30 minutes or so of practice every day are just focusing on closeouts, positioning, getting on and off the ball, that type of stuff. And we really hit that hard at the beginning of the year. We keep that, like I said, in our practices throughout the year. That's a really big part of the game for us. Then outside of that, the effort and team, we talk about playing hard. We talk about playing with great effort. Every day at the end of practice, we nominate an effort award winner. We had 2 the first 2 days, so they can get a shout out. Jackson Deist and Colin Bauer were the first day, and then Rylan Hansen and Garrett Christensen were yesterday. So credit to them. They played hard in practice the first 2 days. And then that team aspect, we want to be selfless, right? This isn't a team. We're not overly concerned with individual statistics. We are about playing for our teammates. We're about wins and losses. We don't want to have anyone being upset after a win in a locker room because they feel like they maybe didn't play great. It's about our team. We got a win. We're celebrating that. And so that's always the focus for us, and it's been a good first couple of days as far as that goes.
Coach, I know you focus on defense, and that's a vital part of what you want to do with this program. What kind of defense are we going to see you guys use in this season?
I mean, we'll keep playing man like we have been, but I don't even know that we played any zone last year. I think we've only played a little bit maybe 2 years ago. We were just really undersized, trying to throw different looks at Doug Newton and the Xyra Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Bartons. That didn't work. So I guess we just keep trying to play man. To me, it's never about the what, it's about the how. So what? Yeah, we're going to play man. That's no secret. But more about the how. Are we going to be able to maintain good positioning all the time? Are we going to be able to stop the ball? Can we contain the ball? Just things like that, really drilling all that stuff in practice. Are we going to be able to get on and off the ball successfully over the course of a year full of practices, games, and everything like that? You know, can we continue to contest shots, get rebounds, things like that? So it's my job to make sure that we stay focused on the how and keep a certain level of intensity with that.
What are you hoping to see from the offense?
In terms of what we're doing, we'll just keep doing kind of how we've been playing offense. I guess my philosophy offensively has always been to develop better players as opposed to better plays. We don't have a long playbook of sets that we're going to run. Part of that is we see a lot of zone in the games we play. We've seen majority zone in all 3 of my years here. There's a few more teams playing man last year. You know, we're not going to drill a ton of plays, but, you know, we spend a lot of time in practice as I kind of talk about our practices, we, at the beginning of practice, we spend a bunch of time on defense, but then we have a lot of practice time dedicated to just skills, ball handling, shooting, finishing, because that comes back, you know, develop better players. I really believe that. I think that there's some fundamental movement patterns that you should try to achieve offensively, but above that, don't get in the way of a good player in terms of schemes, and just let the guys play, let them have a flow with each other, and hopefully be skilled enough to score the basketball consistently.
Joel Klucke, Ethan Klucke, Braden Wessel, just some of the guys you have probably that are going to be part of the backcourt this year. Who else may join them there?
Joel, Ethan, Braden. We'll have Carson Bauer. Maybe he's a little bit front court, but he's kind of in between, and he played some for us last year, and he's a guy who he can really knock down shots. We'll definitely count on him to be able to knock down those shots and then look for, you know, more offensive contribution out of those guys who you mentioned as well, especially a guy like Braden Wessel. He was varsity last year, maybe 2 years in a row, but has not gotten a ton of consistent playing time. And so hopefully he can contribute and give us some good minutes this year.
Gavin Smith had a great year last year, especially rebounding the basketball as an undersized guy down in the post, but he's just such a great athlete. My guess is Joey Schramm at 6'3", and with the season he's coming off in football, probably a guy that'll help you down in the blocks. Who's going to be the rest of that front court?
You hit the nail on the head, Joey and Gavin. They're obviously, they're both really good athletes, right? Joey is, yeah, you said 6'3". I mean, he's a big body. You saw him in football pushing everybody all around the field, pretty much dominating the line of scrimmage in every game he played. I mean, he's a physical kid. I look forward to being able to play him as much as we can. Hopefully he can stay out of foul trouble. And then Gavin as well. I mean, he's a really great athlete. He's someone who's dynamic. He can guard a little bit taller than him. He can also guard a guard or a smaller guy. You know, he's quick enough to contain people that way. So I think those two both will be an asset defensively, and, you know, we definitely need them to contribute and score as well. Then in terms of front courts, Garrett Christensen, he had a really good season playing football and really contributed defensively well. He's up there, maybe taller than Joey. I don't know exactly how tall he is. Gotten a lot more physical within the past year. And so those three, to me, kind of round out our front court. Everyone else, pretty much a guard, especially the way we play. We run a lot of five-out stuff anyway, so offensively that really isn't a split front court, back court so much necessarily. But definitely those three in the front court.
Coach, how do you feel like the Western Iowa Conference breaks down this year?
Difficult, as always. I think the trainer is always great. They're loaded with athletes. Tri-Center will be really, really good. I mean, I think they have close to everybody back. I know they have Maddox had a knee injury last year that kind of took them out. Maybe it was like half the season. I don't remember exactly. But they're going to be tough. They have a ton of good players back. Avoca is another team. A lot of athletes. They're always tough to defend. You know, you have teams like IKEA Manning. You know, Keith Wagner is going to have his team playing disciplined, playing hard. They're such a difficult team to beat. And I have a ton of respect for him and the coaching job that he's done each of the 3 years that I've been here as well. Then I think Underwood, loaded with athletes, they'll be tough. Riverside, they bring back like their whole roster, I think. I think they'll be a pretty good team this year as well. So, yeah, it'll be difficult. It always is in the WIC, but we're ready to compete.
Well, Coach, I wish you the best of luck this year. Certainly appreciate you joining us here. Looking forward to this upcoming season and watching the way that those kids down there play. So thanks for joining us here today, and we hope to see you again here soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Coleman Molinex again with the Audubon Wheelers. Thanks for listening to the Basketball Preview Show. Our sponsors again have been Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods.